This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Instructors in state colleges and universities across Pennsylvania have gone on strike for the first time, protesting the fact that they have not had a contract for over a year. 60% of Americans support legalizing marijuana, up from 31% in 2000 and 12% in 1969. Voters in Arizona, California, Massachusetts, and Nevada will consider legalizing recreational use this November, while Arkansas, Florida, Montana, and North Dakota will vote on medical marijuana. The Democrats' two congressional campaign arms raised record sums in September, hitting historic levels as donors sensed an opportunity to erode the lead in the House and take the Senate. In Britain, a proposed Turing law, named for the mathematician who was prosecuted in the 1950s, would provide for posthumous pardons and allow men who are still alive to apply for pardons for having been arrested and found guilty of criminalized homosexuality. In order to cut down on the informal economy and collect more revenue, some countries have experimented with a receipt lobby to encourage customers to ask for receipts and businesses to provide them. Taiwan implemented this in the 1950s, and Portugal, Poland, and Slovakia tried in the aftermath of the financial crisis. The first Japanese report on karashi, or death by overwork, found that employees put in 80 hours of overtime per month in 25% of the companies surveyed. One out of eight companies logged 100 hours of overtime. A 2013 study by the Pew Research Center showed that 62% of Americans aged 18 to 29 said abortion was not that important compared with other issues. Only 44% of Americans under 30 knew what Roe versus Wade was about. By contrast, marriage equality, a civil rights fight that younger voters lived through and that many participated in, resonates much more. Among millennials, 81% of Americans age 18 to 29 said that same-sex couples should be allowed to marry, according to the CBS poll. The EPA waited 7 months in declaring an emergency in Flint after it had sufficient information to act, according to its own investigation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.